Welcome back to Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Financing a college education is getting tougher every year, and many young people have additional personal challenges that can make a college education seem very far out of reach. But one local organization, the Bootstraps Foundation, is helping some of these students reach that goal. And coming up this week, their second annual Passion for Fashion event will raise some funds to help further that mission. We spoke with Matt Shorter, a board member with the Bootstraps Foundation, to learn more.
Matt, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Barbara.
So, okay, first things first. Tell us about the Bootstraps Foundation. You guys have been around for quite a while, but kind of coming back around into the news a little bit.
Right. The Bootstraps Foundation was started by the Ray Danner and Shoney's back in 1986, and it has almost come full circle. It was a large organization that gave many scholarships back in the 80s, and then it died, and not completely died, but the Kiwanis Club of Nashville took it over several years ago, and we were able to restructure it and spin it out again as its own 501(c). So now the Bootstraps Foundation, once again, is a standalone 501(c), and our sole purpose is to recognize deserving young men and women across Middle Tennessee that have persevered and overcome surmountable odds to position themselves to go to college.
So bottom line is you help these kids and do the fundraising so that you can provide scholarships and financial aid for them to all go. So this is really all the kids are either in college already, kids you've helped, or they're on their way now.
They're all high school students. Each high school is allowed to submit one application per school, and that happens through the principal, counselor, or a teacher. So one school in the Middle Tennessee area can submit an applicant for scholarship. We normally get 50 to 60 applicants a year. I personally read every one of them. We have a group of board members that do that before we send them on to be dwindled down to a final 10 or 6. So it's some of these stories are really gut-wrenching. These are kids that come from, you know, all aspects of life, from, you know, living under a bridge to surviving cancer to physical and sexual abuse, you name it, and a lot of these kids have gone through it. So when we talk about overcoming and persevering unbelievable odds to position themselves to go to school or college, these kids have done that, and they've excelled, which is just amazing.
Yeah, it is really amazing. And I'm, you know, because you are the person who reads, one of the people who reads all these applications, I'm curious what you've learned about young people. Is there a lesson here in terms of what's the common thread that keeps these kids moving forward with their lives?
You know, so often you and I are probably pretty close to being the same generation, and we hear that, you know, we're in trouble with our current generation. And I would beg to differ. These kids that I see coming out of this environment, if this is the future of our country and our city, and that's one reason the Bootstraps organization is around, is that we want to persevere and help these kids grow, not only for themselves, but for our future community.
I'm speaking with Matt Shorter. He's a board member with the Bootstraps Foundation, and we're learning a little bit about this wonderful organization that helps provide financial aid and scholarships to young people in our area who really have overcome tremendous odds to be able to even apply to go to college. And where are some of the schools that these kids are applying to? Are they pretty much all over the country, or are they local?
We have scholarships that are going to the University of Tennessee, University of the South, Rhodes, University of Memphis. A lot of them are here local.
Yeah.
We do have some that are outside the state of Tennessee, but for the most part, they're here within the state. The state boundaries are close to the state.
That's unbelievable. I think, as we were chatting about earlier before the interview, it's when you talk about the evolution of Bootstraps, it probably patterns very much what's been going on in our greater community and in our country over the last 25 years, economically, sociologically, all these things. And it has come back around full circle, because there is so much need, and the challenges now must be so much greater for these kids than they were 25 years ago. I don't know, but things are just seem so much more challenging now.
Well, you know, we want to give a full ride scholarship. We're not there yet, but we provide enough funds. Last year, we gave six $10,000 scholarships. which doesn't seem like a lot of money.
It goes a long way towards that first year, though.
But what was really incredible is that one of the recipients actually didn't even consider going to college until she was nominated for this scholarship. So just this $10,000 scholarship, now she's going to college. If it wasn't for the Bootstraps Foundation and the opportunity to give her a little bit of money to get started, to prime the pump, so to speak, she probably never would have even considered going to college. So that's what really excites me, and that's why I'm involved. I think everybody needs to at least have an opportunity, and some of these kids don't understand what their opportunities are until they're shown.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it encourages some of the other kids in those communities who see what's up ahead for them to really keep their nose to the grindstone, right, so to speak, and keep working towards possibly being able to receive one of your scholarships.
Yes.
So those recipients are really great role models for their peers, I would imagine.
Well, they're great role models for my kids. I have a freshman in college and a senior in high school, so they've also witnessed what these recipients go through, and it makes them reflect on, you know, how well they have it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of kids that would give anything to be in their position, and I'm proud of my children for understanding that.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful work that you guys are doing. So tell us about the Passion for Fashion event, which is coming up. It's your main fundraiser for the year, I understand, correct?
It is. It's a big fundraiser for us. It started last year. It was a new concept that was brought on into the organization by some of our newer board members that have a background in these types of events. And
sure.
Last year was a really successful event. We had a lot of fun. This year, it's gotten bigger, and I think there's a lot more people involved in it.
Yeah.
But it is at the Hutton Hotel on October 17th, and tickets you can get online at you can find ticket information at bootstraps.org. It's $100 to get in, I think. There might be a discount online if you jump on it now, but it goes for a really great cause. And I'm a business person, so I don't normally attend fashion shows. So it gives me an opportunity to kind of see what the fashion world's about.
Sure.
And I've had a really good time being involved with some of the people that are in the fashion world, because it's definitely outside of my normal, you know, envelope, so to speak.
Right.
But it's a great event. There's a lot of participation. There's a silent auction. You'll have the opportunity to bid on some really high-end cowboy boots that have been signed by some country artists.
I would love those. Yeah. That would be amazing.
But there are some really, really fun things that would be going on that night.
Yeah, sounds like a ton of fun. I'm speaking with Matt Shorter. He's an executive board member of the Bootstraps Foundation, and we've been hearing about the amazing work that they do to help provide scholarships for challenged young people in our community who want to go to college. And, of course, coming up on the 17th is their Passion for Fashion event. And I know that you've got a couple of big names hosting it. So can you spill the beans a little bit?
I can't.
Well, my understanding is that one of the hosts is Danielle Peck. And the Tennessee Titans wide receiver, Damian Williams. So that sounds like a no-brainer to try and get down there and see that. And, of course, I know that there's fashions from all the finest boutiques in Nashville. I know that Jamie, I think, is one of them. One of my personal favorite, when I want to splurge a little bit on myself, is Jamie. And it's a great boutique. But there's certainly a lot of... As you said, a lot of great silent auction items and all kinds of stuff. And as you mentioned, the website to get information is bootstraps.org.
Correct.
So if people want to get involved in other ways, what are some other ways besides attending this event that people can be involved in the Bootstraps Foundation?
You know, time, talent, and treasure are the three things that we need all the time. And we understand that not everybody has treasure, but most people have time.
Sure.
And everybody has a talent. So if you're interested in getting yourself plugged into our organization, you know, contact us. You can contact us through the website, bootstraps.org, and we can help you plug in your time, talent, or treasure.
That's unbelievable. I think an opportunity to help young people, I mean, who wouldn't want that? And, of course, the event is coming up on the 17th at the Hutton Hotel. It's the Passion for Fashion event, and you are not going to want to miss it, because it sounds like there's going to be some amazing silent auction items. Who wouldn't want signed signed boots. I mean, my God, that's amazing. And of course, some wonderful, wonderful fashions by some of the name designers that you would hear about. I know Stella McCartney, Oscar De La Renta, all kinds of Donna Karan, like people that you don't always see walking the runways here in Nashville are going to be there. So it's a wonderful event. As you said, it's only $100 to attend.
That's the entry level.
It's amazing. For $100, you get a great dinner, an opportunity to see some great clothes, hear some good entertainment. I mean, it's a night out.
And I've been told that if you would go to New York and see a fashion show, this is what it would look like.
So yes.
Those of you that, like myself, that have never been to a fashion show in New York, this is an opportunity to kind of see what one looks like.
Absolutely. So go to bootstraps.org for more information and to purchase your ticket for the evening, because it sounds like a do not miss. And of course, if you want to do anything else with Bootstraps Foundation, which who wouldn't want to, it's a wonderful organization. You can find out how you can donate your treasure, talent, or time, or all three, or any combination thereof, to the Bootstraps Foundation. I've been speaking with Matt Shorter, who is one of the board members of Bootstraps, and thank you so much for joining me this morning, Matt. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I look forward to maybe you'll walk the runway one of these years in one of your very sharp business suits.
If they ask me to, I will, but I have not been asked.
Well, they're missing out.
Zone About Town is a public service presentation from 104.5 The Zone. If you have any questions or comments concerning today's show or ideas for future shows, contact us at 104.5thezone.com. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone.